choose an envelope.
Right, I'm not falling for going next to me again.
No, that one then.
This is the technical difficulties, and we are playing One of These People is Lying, because one of these people will be. Open your envelopes. Inside two of those envelopes is an entirely true fact, and all the little details that you'll need to tell me all about it with the questions I've got in here. Inside one of those envelopes is a complete lie, and then a blank card below it. And someone here is going to have to convince me that whatever's in there is true. Last show we went to Matt first, I'm going to go to Gary. This time, what's your fact?
You can teach a pig to play simple card games.
Huh.
Pretty sure I can't, but that's more about me than the pig.
I was going to say, I can?
You can?
I can!
JML infomercial. You too can teach a pig to play card games with the new JML Electroprod.
Smash cut pig with one of those little card croupiers. Yes. Little things are very nice.
Lord Mayor's croupier.
You nailed the JML infomercial voice. You said card games. You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Chris, your fact.
Oh, yeah. Wearing a tie is bad for your health. I support that.
Yes. Of all the people to get that one.
A job where you have to wear a tie seems like it would be bad for your health to me.
That's plausible.
Hands up, hands up if you've had a job where you have to wear a tie.
Oh, wait. No, that doesn't seem plausible, does it?
No. I was going to ask the rude question, have you worn a tie?
I think.
Also, these days, how would we know? You can just do your shirt up.
I've always got a bow tie.
It's true. It could have been under there all the time.
You open it, you take it out of your pocket. Yeah. It's the eye from a boat.
Bow tie. Oh,
you bastard. Oh,
that's good. Yeah. I'm off to a Chandlery website to carry that joke with me.
And if anyone would know a Chandlery website, it's you.
Oh, yes.
Matt, your fact.
Queen Elizabeth II's nickname was Gary.
Likewise, Gary's nickname on
his Queen Elizabeth II.
Well, in that case, Your Majesty.
Thank you, finally.
You can teach a pig to play simple card games. What card games?
Well, it's not like the pigs are holding the cards for a start.
No, I don't feel like...
That's what I pictured with the little hat. And the,
you gave a very quite alluring, sexy moan there.
No, that went back to whining child, sorry.
Yeah.
Which is more appropriate, given the topic.
So which card games? That's where we were before we got distracted by Matt's moaning. Okay. Which card games?
Well, it's I'll just say the card game is Snap, which is still a card game, there's a matching element to this.
I'm imagining a group of old... northern women around a bridge table and then a pig.
And a pig. Now, research by the University of West Cornwall into
pig intelligence.
Am I the only one that went University of West Cornwall?
Yes, you can have a West Cornwall.
You can. It's very West Cornwall. I just didn't know there was a university in, Penzance.
The Isles of Scilly.
I drove past it when I was around. I'm inclined to believe that.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably started out as Penzance Polytechnic.
That's either a really convincing fact by naming it an obscure university, or you're really trying to get one past me by naming a fictional university when he could have said Manchester.
He's never double bluffed before.
I know. We're on episode two and the gamesmanship is starting already.
And it's just the kind of research they do. Obviously, being in Cornwall, it's more of an
agricultural
university.
Area.
So into research into porcine intelligence.
All right. How do you teach a pig to play Snap?
Well, you don't exactly teach it.
No, that's Wales.
Yeah, bastard. By repetition, basically. I don't know. I've not got the paper in front of me here.
You're wrong.
I've just got some try headlines. Again.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Got some headlines, but it's through repetition. But yeah, they proved that with enough rounds of it, pigs were able to do the kind of Snap. Thing by and then being rewarded with treats.
I'm assuming the deck that they were using for Snap was not 52 cards of to remember.
Yeah, no, red, blue, green, or something.
And nor was it just pictures of pigs. You know, it was, what it showed was, as it says here, is that it's colours and stuff because all on a Snap deck. They're all coloured, aren't they?
It's proof of colour. Pattern recognition, again, with a spin on it, isn't it?
Yes, and if you're going to sort of get more money for your research, a headline such as, you can teach a pig to play a card game.
That's
good. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pigs good. Prove to be exceptional bluffers on the flop.
Yeah. That's why there's a pig in Las Vegas now, in a high-end tournament, currently in the millions.
That sounds like a TV show from the 2000s.
Yeah, it's
like
called Bring on the Bacon.
The funny thing is that the daytime game show American contestants cannot beat the pig. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like daytime 2000. We have four contestants here, and we have a pig randomly choosing. Like, can any of you beat the pig? and yes, bring
phrasing.
Fine. Can any of you bring home the bacon?
There we go. I've seen a bit of daytime television from America. They have The Price is Right on in the morning, and it's a bit different because they're all wearing fancy dress for no apparent reason.
Oh, a bit like Dale Arnoldy when he went weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've not had the.
There was a period in Deal or No Deal's history where, for some reason, they did it all in fancy dress with Noel Edmonds as a Johnny Depp style pirate.
Oh, I've seen that.
No, the one I saw was him as an extremely questionable Native American chief.
Whoa!
Which was a joke that really not in this century, but somehow in this century.
But Noel Edmonds, not this century.
And when anyone saw him, did they go to him and ask how?
Oh.
There's a celebrity edition with Fred Dinage.
who was in the second reboot of How, by the way. They brought How back.
How 2?
Yeah, yes. And then they rebooted again a few years ago.
What?
And had Fred Dinage on just a few pre-recorded videos.
How 3?
Yep. Well, I think they just called it How again.
Which brings me, in the linking of things, to my other fact, which is Fred Dinage is the official biographer to the Craze.
No.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Fred Dinage, because I only know that from the show that was on daytime TV in the UK, which was Fred Dinage's Murder Casebook. I am not making that up. That is a program, and it opens with, I'm Fred Dinage, and as official biographer to the Craze, da-da-da-da-da.
Official biographer?
Oh, yeah. Fred Dinage knows the Craze.
I don't want to get on the wrong side of Fred Dinage.
No, or the Craze.
But I would also like to see the bookshelf that has Fred Dinage's murder casebook and Dennis Norton's laughter files.
Don't get them mixed up.
It's the Craze laughter files.
And Dennis Norton's murder casebook. If you're anything like me, you'll find yourself battering your wife to death. Dennis Norton's murder bloopers.
You see, he was trying to kill them, but he slipped on a banana.
Keep an eye on the policeman in the background.
How did we get to Dennis Norton's murder case? I took it from pigs. That's how we started pigs.
It's the natural logical progression of pigs playing snap to Dennis Norden's murder casebook. Yeah.
The person watching this is going to be wondering,
who's Dennis Norden?
Sells VPN, doesn't he?
If you're anything like me, you'd like to keep your data safe.
Do you want to see blooper reels that you can't see because it's in another country?
I've literally forgotten my fact in all that bullshit.
It was, Chris, that wearing a tie is bad for your health.
Right, yeah. Wearing a tie is bad for your health. We did my initial shtick at the start.
Yeah. So is that because it affects your neck?
All kinds of stuff here, apparently. New York doctors found that nearly half the ties being worn contained infectious bacteria, but that is in New York, so...
That's half of New York, though, containing infectious bacteria.
Half? I thought it was more than that.
How many people are sharing ties for that to be a problem?
I think it's more like disgusting building up around your throat, I guess.
It's that thing like when you're reaching over a buffet and the tie dips in.
I absolutely believe that there are people out there who have never bothered to wash their... Because they take it off at the end of the day and they hang it up.
It goes on the thing and it goes on the next
day. It never makes it to the laundry. Particularly if you've got a fancy silk tie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dry clean only.
At school, I wash my ties quite regularly, but that's because I'm very messy. and it would just have spills on it.
And a school uniform tie is going to be designed to go in the laundry.
Yeah, because
kids will get
a fancy one you wear every day is still picking stuff up from the air.
And spills, and they say don't clean because it's made of
whatever it's made of,
finest polyester from next.
Touching your skin in the same way, is it? Because you've got a bit, you know, you've got a shirt collar between, you know, that will pick up the exact sweat dirt.
So I like that pigs playing cards. Enormous amounts of sidetracks that got us to Dennis Norden.
Tie-wearing. Serious critique of tie-wearing.
We think that's... I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable.
The next one's got some mileage in it.
All right.
Wearing a tie reduces the blood flow to your brain by 7.5%.
I mean, how tight?
Yeah.
So for me, the tie was never the problem. It was the shirt collar. I don't have an hourglass shaped neck.
The blood flows. That's just poor choice of shirt collar than it is. Yeah. than the tie.
The traditional, you know, neck shapes, pear, hourglass.
What, two? A pair of necks?
Yeah, a pair
for
of
extra
necks.
Support with an air gap in
save
the middle.
Save for Beeblebrox.
So, yeah, how many ties would he wear? Would he wear one big one? None. Or
he's too cool.
True.
It depends if it's the one from the book or the one from the film.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if you get caught in the mechanism.
No, I want the one from the TV show, which is where it's got a lazy rubber head that only moves once.
Does deliver a belting zinger, though, doesn't
it? Does
it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, before just wobbling round on his shoulder for the rest of the scene.
I think the tie's just keeping it on.
Yeah, it's
tied around both heads.
Having worn ties.
I mean, to be fair, I'm open to this information because
you only do it up as far as your collar, right? You don't sort of go, unless, you know, not shaming, but if you're going to go for the rest of the day.
That's a very realistic.
Well, when you've tried it, you don't forget it.
I suppose it also pulls your collar in tighter, and if it's cutting off.
It shouldn't, though, because your tie should not feel tight. It should just go to the same circumference as your shirt. So if you're reducing blood flow by 8%, I'm going to be honest, you're doing something wrong. And most people in service industries, for instance, won't even wear a tie, will they? They wear a clip-on.
So it's the same on the railway. That's why they have the quick release ones. I assume it's for the railway.
We have those in the St. John's Ambulance.
What, the railway?
Yeah.
Choo-choo! Medicine!
Yep.
Right, we'll medicine, polo mint.
Hey! Yeah. That's all we're good for.
We're going to load you onto the stretcher.
Yes, if someone was having like a fit or something, they might grab something, so you had to have the detachable tie. Only I didn't get issued with one. So for a long time, if someone had done that, I would have had my blood flow to my brain reduced by up to 8%, I imagine.
Yeah, probably more in
probably
that
more
situation.
Yeah.
Is there advice for this? Like, do you wear a clip-on? Or
wear
you...
it loosely.
Oh.
It doesn't feel like it needs to be advised. So, yeah. But
top button undone, just do it up there.
Or maybe it's part of the whole, I don't really know about this, but the whole hyper-masculinity thing at the moment is wearing your tie really tight. Yeah, I'm a real man because I wear my tie
perfectly
tight.
Buttoned down, neck folds bulging out over the sides of your collar.
Check out my business card and how many people I've killed.
Look like a pig in a suit playing cards.
Matt, Queen Elizabeth II's nickname.
Yes, it was Gary.
It was Gary.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know how like nicknames kind of just come out of nowhere.
Yes, Jeff.
You know how kids, when they're learning to talk, they're not good at it.
Yep.
Couldn't pronounce a name, called a Gary. Stuck.
What, one of her kids? This is like Charles.
Prince William.
Huh.
The future king called his grandmother Gary.
Yeah.
Instead of grandma.
Granny. Couldn't pronounce granny.
Oh, yeah.
Gary.
Yeah. It's quite good, isn't it?
We're the same age. Maybe my name is actually grandma. And I
thought you meant the queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that the only nickname for the queen? Or
sugar tits.
Sausage. Huh. Cabbage. And Gary.
Sausage. Ah, yes. The three genders.
I'm imagining that, though, in, like, not even Wikipedia, like a proper fact book. Queen, her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II, also known as Sausage, Cabbage, Gary.
Gary.
There was once an event where little baby Willie fell over and was screaming, Gary, 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 and people were going...
Smash cut, me in a St. John's Ambulance uniform.
Yes! Trying to fan out the flames of the burning... king-to-be.
Grabs his tie.
What I like, though, is just the image of the queen running through, I'm going to assume, the garden party of Buckingham Palace, going, I'm Gary! I'm Gary!
No, you're not.
One is Gary.
Yes, that's what she...
This is really difficult.
Good. That means we've done a decent job.
Yes. I was all set to say it was Matt, and then Gary and Granny make so much sense that that's pulled it back. So, and wearing a tie, that just seems reasonable. That seems like pressure on the carotids. So I think, Gary, I think you've got the blank card. Am I right?
I think I have the blank card. That pigs?
Yep. At the University of West Cornwall.
Which is cogently in Penzance.
Yeah.
And it's all about pattern recognition in call signs.
Yeah.
Bastard!
Yes!
What does the card say?
Just says you can teach a pig to play some more card games.
You pulled that back so well. I nearly went for Matt. That is...
Another one done.